Beer 50 miles a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It always is.
Good thing I wore a sweater.
Yeah.
No, I thought my t-shirt is so cool. Try and class it up a little bit.
Who's here? Who's coming?
Oh, that's a fun day.
Yeah, this is Matt.
I'm not sure if he's coming or not.
Does he usually come?
How are you guys?
Yeah.
He usually wanders. He wanders in.
We are 1 minute away.
Late, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just so you guys know, B isn't coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's right. We're all here.
I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board to a session on April 28, 26. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. My name is Christian Barnion, and to my left I have
April Mensch.
And to my right,
Chris Hooper.
And
Judy Perez Siegel.
All right, and from planning we have
Jamie.
Oh, I thought it was him. Okay. Okay, and then she's not coming in.
No.
Okay, and then secretary is
Allison Foster.
All right. So now I'm going to do public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about this item with its jurisdiction but not appear on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public end period, which is at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the front over here, state your name and your address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the bar wants to extend the length of this presentation, it will be done by the chair and by a majority vote. Now we move to the approvals of February 24, 26. Did I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And now we got a motion for the agenda of today. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. So we go to informational items, since it's not here, no informational items. And planning and zoning of agenda. So we're going to start with, let me see. Oh, okay. Thank you. This one is ET-26-4030. Oh, I need new glasses. It's Linda Properties, LLC, and I'm guessing you also have the second item, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to read that one, too. Is the second item will be TM-26-5052, Linda Properties as well, so we can talk about both at the same time.
You want me to try to use this?
If you want,
yeah. Give it to us if you
want.
Oh, that works too.
Sure.
I don't know
if there's anyone in the audience here who wants to see it. So I'll try to do it over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole room. I don't know how it works. So what we're here to do is ask for an extension of time. This is a property. It's 2.5 acres, located almost directly due west of here on the backside of Schaefer Heights. If you know where that's at, across the street. Thank you. Thanks. So it's 2.5 acres here. This is previously approved for residential subdivision. The development has all of the plans and everything are ready to be approved. The developer is going through some financing and partnership struggles, but as the staff report indicates, we have plans literally at the final stages of approval. He's expecting to be able to get financing and everything to move forward with construction on this in the coming months. And be able to break ground on it hopefully in the next 6 months. So
okay.
This is the site right here where it's located. What we got approved before was exactly what we're asking for an extension of time on. It's 19 lots. There's a loop road that goes through here. The residential homes, single family detached homes. There was a condition for this lot 7 in the north to be single story. We're not asking for any changes on any of the previous conditions. That's really what that's about. And with that, we had to ask for an extension of time on the tentative map, which is the associated subdivision map that just shows the topo and where the sewer and water is coming from on the site. And so this is the map that it's ready to expire at the end of this year or later this year. And so we're asking for this to be renewed again as a new map. That's going to conclude my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions the board or anyone else has. Thank you. Did you get my name? Did I say
it? No, actually, I think
thank you. Robert Cunningham is my name. Can you spell that?
Address.
Oh, my address is 6030 South Jones Boulevard. I'm with Tanny Civil Engineering. I'm the one who stamped and sealed these plans and worked on them.
Okay. So now we're going to open to the public. So you got to stand up and say your name. Address and last name.
My address is 2683. I back up to that property.
And your name?
Bill Lejeune.
And spell it for the record.
It's L-E-J-E-U-N-E.
Thank you.
I just got a question. Are we still doing the 9-foot wall between the properties?
Everything that was approved before is exactly the same. So,
okay, and then what are they doing with that sewer now? Where are they coming from?
The sewer got approved to go through Schaefer Heights. It's going to come off the cul-de-sac coming through here, and it comes up through the wall here.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know. They had never said whether they got approved or not.
That is one of the reasons why we're here, because that took almost 2 years to get through the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority.
Yeah, we were talking about coming by my property, and so we couldn't figure out how to make it happen.
It took a long time to get through that process. That's why we're here.
I'm good. Thank you.
Any more questions about the general public? Okay, a question from the board?
No questions, just to understand sometimes there is financial hardships. So I motion to approve. If no one has questions, I'll make a motion.
For the first item or both?
If I can do both?
Yeah,
at the same time?
Yeah, we can do both at the same time. Yeah.
If we can, a motion to approve both items with staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was quick.
No, he still has to do his.
That's true. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So now we move to the public comment portion, and if we have any.
Sorry, general business.
Yeah, sorry,
general business. We're good.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah, sorry about that. And now, do we have any questions about the general public that were not on this item with this agenda? All right. Well, there's none of them, so that's pretty much it, right?
Next meeting.
Yeah. So next meeting will be May 12th at 6. Meeting is adjourned.
That has to be a record.
Really? No, I think last time we did it in 4.
I think it is. This is the shortest I've ever had a recording.
I mean,
you think so? No, I've been one that.
It was pretty.